Safe for Work, written by Alsoris, read to you by BeBrave13, a 911 fanfiction featuring the pairing Evan Buck Buckley / Eddie Diaz. Summary: Eddie offers to be Buck's official head scratcher, shoulder massager, and general tactile needs provider. It's really a normal thing for friends to do. Surely. Author's notes. This was written for Kristen999. Hey, Eddie, do you think $20 is too much for a head scratcher? Buck asks Eddie one day at work.
What?
Eddie responds distractedly. One of those head scratcher things. Buck holds his hand out, fingers curled into a claw to demonstrate the shape. It's got, like, these metal arms with little balls in the ends, and you put it on top of your head and push down. He raises his hand over his own head and flexes his fingers. You know? Have you seen those?
I don't know.
Okay, hang on one sec. Buck smiles and takes out his phone to look it up. One of these things? Eddie glances at the screen Buck is showing him, with the image search results for head scratcher, for only a moment before he hums in recognition.
Oh yeah, those. I've seen them at the mall.
Okay, yeah, so how much are they?
I don't know,
Eddie says vaguely, back to being distracted by his actual job. So maybe they were like $20? Buck guesses. He doesn't want to work. He wants to talk to Eddie. His priorities are exactly where they should be, thanks.
I have no idea, Buck. Why are you asking?
Eddie is starting to sound a little annoyed now, which from anyone else would send Buck packing, but with Eddie, it's barely an obstacle at all.
Nah, it's nothing,
Buck says, backing down a bit nonetheless. Jim was just being all judgy about how much I was gonna spend on one.
Well, it's none of his business.
No, yeah, I know that, for sure. And he was just messing with me. And it's okay if it's not cheap anyway, like, I don't want to buy one for $5 and break it in a week, you know?
See, you know what you're doing.
Eddie praises absently as he cleans something that's definitely already clean enough. And when you think about it, Buck continues, undeterred, I've always said I wish I could pay someone to follow around and touch me, so that would definitely be more expensive.
I'm sorry, Wayne,
Eddie says, and now he's finally paying full attention.
You want to pay someone to do
what? I've never mentioned that. I feel like it's one of those things I've said so many times you might have heard it too often, Buck says, even though he's pretty sure he's never said it to Eddie.
Yeah, no, you've never mentioned hiring an escort?
No. Oh my god, not like that. I mean like a massage therapist kind of thing. Like literally just a pair of hands. Totally safe for work.
A pair of hands to...
Eddie trails off, clearly searching for words, and then just as clearly giving up.
Just to touch you?
Yeah, and like rub my shoulders or whatever. I'm just like really, really tactile. I don't know if you've noticed. Eddie gives him a look that Buck is not smart enough to interpret and not self-destructive enough to even try to figure out. But there's definitely a hint of no duh going on. Which, fair. Eddie probably knows him better than anyone.
Yeah, Buck. So, you're gonna get a head scratcher?
Eddie asks, prompting Buck to continue. Buck really hopes he can make this sound normal. It's been a weird summer. Well, it's been a shitty summer, honestly. Eddie blew his life up and drove Chris away to Texas, Gerard took over the 118, and Buck couldn't even make his boyfriend happy enough to stay with him. So, Buck is in mental health recovery mode, just trying to carve out any bit of happiness he can. For him, and for Eddie. I just like being touched, Buck explains. And, you know, I've been meaning to get one of these head-scratcher things forever, but I keep forgetting. And I'm trying to do whatever makes me happy and, like, live in the moment and everything, so I figure I should just order one.
You know, I could...
Eddie stops abruptly, surprise. Like, he hadn't meant to say anything in the first place.
Nah, man, I got it. 20 bucks isn't a big deal.
Eddie's lips twist around in that way they do when he's thinking about what to say next.
Actually, I mean, go ahead and buy it. You should definitely have one. I'm just...
The pair of hands?
I could be that.
You could be a pair of hands? Buck repeats slowly.
What is happening right now? Yeah. If you ever need me to...
Eddie, to his credit, also looks like he has no idea what is happening right now.
Touch you?
Buck stares at Eddie, who stares back at Buck, who thinks maybe this is the weirdest conversation he's ever had.
I don't want to bug you for that, Buck tells him after a minute. Wouldn't bug me, Eddie says, finally looking away.
He's staring at the wall across the room when he says the next thing that catapults Buck into the fucking stratosphere.
I want to do it.
Yeah, okay, Buck says stupidly.
Is it stupid?
It feels stupid. Buck feels really, really stupid right now.
Cool. Good talk, Eddie says.
And then he's on his way to clean the next thing, leaving Buck to follow after him and wonder what the hell that was about for the rest of their shift. Buck doesn't intend to take Eddie up on his offer because how weird would that be? Especially after the weirdness of the actual offer when it actually happened. It was a weird, strange, and slightly uncomfortable social interaction, and Buck and Eddie don't normally have those. They're usually perfectly in sync, moving around each other like they're almost the same person. But this wasn't normal. It was very out of the norm, and so Buck is determined to pretend it never happened. Eddie doesn't seem to agree. They're 2 hours into a Q-word shift, and Buck is reading a book in the kitchen when Eddie walks up behind him and clears his throat, like, really obviously trying to get someone's attention without saying anything the way people do on TV.
Hello?
Buck says dutifully, craning his neck back to look up at his friend. Eddie smiles ruefully down at him, like he knows he's being weird, and he appreciates that Buck isn't calling him out on it.
Can I? Eddie asks.
Can you what? Buck is about to ask, but then Eddie lightly cups his hand under the back of Buck's head. Buck can't help it. He groans with the feeling, and presses his head back even more. Eddie meets the pressure with his own, holding Buck's head up with his hand, not letting him fall back any further. Which is nice of him, because Buck was about to break his own fucking neck with how much he was chasing Eddie's touch. He closes his eyes, a little bit humiliated, and tries to relax.
That's it,
Eddie says softly, when he feels Buck give up control. He holds Buck's head in the palm of his hand, letting Buck release the tension in his neck. Eddie moves his fingertips a little bit, almost teasingly, but more likely just so that Eddie can still support the weight of Buck's head.
Lift your head back up and I can do better,
Eddie says then, confirming that he doesn't mean to tease.
Are you serious?
Buck asks. It's perfunctory, though, because he eagerly raises his head, rolls his neck around a couple times, and then stares into the space in front of him. Eddie places both hands on the back of Buck's head, gently pulls them up and over the top, then flexes his fingers to scratch Buck's scalp on the way back down.
Oh my god,
Buck can't help but say.
Good?
Eddie checks, stilling his hands.
Yes, please don't stop.
Eddie hums contentedly and continues. Up and over. Scratch down. Up and over. Scratch down. He moves his hands outward a bit to focus on the sides, but continues the same motion. Stroke forward, scratch back. Stroke forward, scratch back. After a minute, Eddie changes to smaller, shorter scritches, moving a bit faster to cover more area. Buck hums happily.
I love this. Good.
Eddie stretches his fingers apart to give Buck one last scratch that covers almost all of his head. Then he ruffles Buck's hair and walks off. Hey! Buck protests good-naturedly.
What's the price of admission?
Eddie shouts back over his shoulder as he climbs down the stairs. Buck chuckles to himself, reaching up to fix his hair. That's when he catches a glimpse of Chim staring at him from the other table.
What?
Buck asks, looking down at himself.
Nope, Chim says inexplicably. Not my circus.
Okay. The next day, Eddie reaches up to give Buck a quick scratch after they've gotten changed at their lockers. Then, when they get back to Eddie's house, he keeps his hand in Buck's hair as they watch a movie. It quickly becomes routine, and yet it sets Buck alight every single time. It doesn't matter that Eddie just spent 10 minutes rubbing his shoulders. Eddie's hands in his hair make him shiver. It doesn't matter that Eddie's hand was just massaging Buck's knee. It still gives him goosebumps when it moves to his calf. Every new touch is a step towards something Buck doesn't want to look at. Not just yet. He feels it. He knows it's coming. But he can't quite see it. And that's fine with him. For now. It's a few more days before Buck changes everything.
You like that?
Eddie asks, his voice deep as he rakes his fingers through Buck's hair.
Okay, but to be fair, Eddie is the one who starts talking like that. What is Buck supposed to do? How is he supposed to react to that?
Yeah,
Buck says huskily, because he has no other way to react.
Yeah?
Eddie asks again. Buck vocalizes his agreement wordlessly, and it comes out as a long, loud moan. It shocks him to hear it because it sounds exactly like every moan of sexual pleasure he's ever made in his life. And he's making that sound in response to Eddie.
What?
Yeah, you like that.
Eddie affirms fondly, his thumbs stroking behind Buck's ears while his fingers envelop his jawline.
You know when people say it's like a light bulb turned on over their heads? This is kind of like that, except the light is so strong that it hurts, and Buck didn't even know there was a light bulb up there in the first place, and it's all kind of a lot to process, so he's kind of freaking out, but he loves Eddie. He is so in love with him, and he's felt this way for so long. He can't believe it's taken him this long to realize it. He can't be doing this right now.
I have to go. He's already getting up, already stepping out of Eddie's grasp.
You don't,
Eddie suggests.
It's...
See you later,
Buck says as he's halfway out the door. He realizes too late that he just walked out of his own apartment, but he commits to it and drives away, gets on the 10 and decides to keep driving. Buck drives and thinks. He's on the 710, halfway to San Pedro, before he glances at his phone to find a single text from Eddie. He doesn't read it because he's driving. And maybe because he's a little scared. By the time he stops for gas, 20 minutes later, Eddie has texted him again. Buck bites the bullet and opens it. The most recent message is,
I'm going home, but call if you need me. Get some sleep. And relax.
The last part makes Buck frown in confusion until he sees the first text that Eddie sent, almost as soon as Buck left.
Everything is fine, so stop worrying.
Well, that's a relief. Buck keeps driving for a little while, though. He has a lot to think about. Buck thinks about everything. A lot. Very thoroughly. He considers all the angles. Very thoroughly. For quite a long time. The next morning, he has a plan. It's simple. He'll tell Eddie that he doesn't have to do the touching thing anymore. From there, Eddie's reaction will tell him everything he needs to know.
Buck envisions it as a way to subtly ask how Eddie feels about him without having to actually ask. Something casual and natural. Casual and natural, which definitely does not describe showing up to Eddie's door first thing in the morning and ringing the damn doorbell. But what can Buck say? He can't wait. He needs to know. Eddie answers the door, eyebrows raised like, "Where is your key, dumbass?" And Buck at least has the normalcy to just walk in without waiting to be invited.
I ordered one of those head scratchers, Buck says, because he is not normal enough to say hello.
On Amazon. Like, it was only $8, so...
Why would you do that?
Eddie says abruptly. Buck stops walking wherever he was walking, and now they're just standing in Eddie's living room. Eddie steps closer. Buck swallows. Not nervous. He's not nervous. This is the plan.
I figured you might not want to, you know, anymore. After.
Buck waits for any hint of mercy, but Eddie is just smiling lightly at him. It's not quite a smirk, and Buck knows that's only because Eddie doesn't think he could get away with a smirk. Though, obviously, Buck would let him get away with anything.
After? Eddie asks.
And yeah, now he's definitely smirking. And absolutely getting away with it.
After last time? Buck says helplessly.
Like, can he get a little help here? Anything?
Throw me a bone, man.
Last time, Eddie repeats. The time I turned you on, you mean?
And Buck doesn't mean to say it. It's out of his mouth before he even gets the chance to really process Eddie's words. But right away, on impulse, he responds,
"You turn me on every time."
Eddie freezes, and everything around them freezes, and Buck's lungs are frozen too, actually, until he realizes he is still breathing, and probably a little too hard, because he just realized what he just said. And oh my god, what is wrong with him, and how...
Every time?
Eddie asks, interrupting Buck's spiral, the smugness on his face fading and giving way to... Buck can only describe it as awe. Eddie seems to be in awe of him, of Buck, because he... The proverbial light bulb explodes.
Eddie loves him.
And suddenly, it's like Buck can't imagine not knowing that Eddie loves him. How could he have been unaware? It doesn't make any sense that he didn't see it. The pieces all fit. It's too obvious. They are too obvious. All at once, every piece of defensive armor melts away from Buck. He smiles, open and affectionate, finally ready to face the truth.
Of course, Eddie,
Buck says around the smile he can't suppress.
You drive me crazy.
Eddie smiles back, warm and happy and relieved, and Buck realizes how nervous Eddie had actually been until this moment.
Eddie? Nervous over him?
It makes Buck downright giddy. He laughs out loud for a second. He can't help it.
Crazy in a good way, right?
Eddie asks, his own voice caught in a laugh as he says it. Buck pretends to think about it.
Well,
Buck hedges playfully.
Most of the time.
Hey, Eddie protests,
and Buck notices that they're now standing toe to toe.
I thought you were trying to seduce me.
I'm pretty sure you were the one seducing me with all the touching,
Buck points out. Eddie says, swaying forward on his feet a little before he places his hands on Buck's hips and just keeps them there, steady and solid.
What if I told you that, yeah, I was kind of shooting my shot? Would that be cool or, like, really lame?
That would be very... very, very cool, and, very attractive,
Buck says.
At least, he thinks he said it. He's extremely distracted by the hands on his hips.
So, it's working, then?
Eddie asks innocently. Buck says intelligently. Is what working? Eddie leans in and brushes his cheek against Buck's as he brings one hand up to the back of his head, scratching his scalp lightly. The other hand plays with the belt loop in Buck's jeans.
I'm seducing you,
Eddie says softly, tugging on the belt loop just a little.
You don't have to,
Buck sighs, his eyes closing as Eddie leans forward.
Yeah, but...
Eddie kisses Buck on the lips once, then murmurs in his ear.
You like it.
And Buck loves it, so he lets Eddie kiss him again, and again, and again. The end. Podfigures notes. You can find references and links below, as per norm with me. I'm a big believer in Buck's love language being physical touch, and this fic is really cute, so I just really wanted to read it out loud. Alsaurus, thank you for having blanket permission for your fics. Also, this fic was written for the 911 Fanworks Festival in 2024. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.